to the Engendered Love Podcast, The Way to Peace, Episode 9, We Are One. I'm your host, Elizabeth Catherine. I'm a fine artist and a hypnotherapist, and you can find out more about me and my work at elizabethcatherine.com. As she inhaled the night, her head went spinning with the oneness in the air. She felt herself dissolve into the night. She finally now knew what it meant to be whole. When I lived in Florida back in my college days, I had a dog named Brandy. I loved her so much. She was my baby girl. I lived in this sweet little house across from a small zoo with free-range peafowl, who would often venture into my yard, and some extremely feisty squirrels that would on occasion throw these gigantic pine cones at my dog. She deserved it. She would never let them down out of their trees when she was around. So in the mornings, like most college kids, I never wanted to get out of bed. So I would just pop the door open and let Brandy out. And since it was Florida, it was beautiful all the time, I would just leave the door open. And I had a lovely view out the back door from my bed. In this early morning state, dew still sparkling on the air, I began to notice that I could see the energy around my backyard tree. I had seen auras around people before, but it was never so easy as it was with this tree in the early morning when I let the day settle in. This began a true love affair with trees. When I look at a tree, somehow it sparks a feeling of oneness inside of me. For me, trees are the vessel that open the doors to the universe. When I look at them, I don't see a plant that's strange and foreign to my way of life. I see a living entity that is so vastly different from myself, yet still living on the same planet, breathing the air I exhale and exhaling the air I breathe. I see us as one entity living one life in this beautiful world. Just think about it for a moment. Every single molecule in existence is connected to and created by us. We are all part of this ever-changing, ever-growing, ever-expanding, ever-contracting universe, and we are all one. There is no separation from the soul in your body and the soul in mine and the soul in every other being in the universe. We are all one. Many waves in the ocean, drops of rain in the storm, particles in the wind, sands on the beach, we are all a rainbow of experiences happening at the same time all over the universe, existing in unison in one glorious symphony of love. The subject of oneness is a big one for me. I find it so essential to any spiritual practice or understanding that I'm actually struggling to do it justice. So let's just look at oneness through the eyes of love. And when you acknowledge that we are all one, you find yourself not asking how could they as much as why would they. You look at the world through compassion and yearning to understand rather than through anger and separation. You begin to see harmony in events and situations. You see the wondrous symphony created in group efforts where everyone has their role, every scene a masterpiece painting, every room a potential for greatness. This week, try some exercises on oneness. Sit somewhere. Anywhere, someplace quiet, someplace loud, nature, shopping mall, you can literally do this anywhere. And I suggest trying it in a few different places. Just observe and acknowledge that you are connected to everything sharing your space. Observe the harmony in which the world around you creates, and just sit with the feeling. Try starting a conversation with your environment. Ask a question and see how it responds. I know it seems crazy, but try it. You might be surprised how the answer presents. Haven't you ever used an oracle deck? It's the same thing. You're just asking your environment to co-create with you. Or like reading tea leaves, or any of that stuff. You know, anything where you're looking for answers from something outside of yourself, you're really just trying to connect to your environment and see what answers present to you. The more you become aligned with the thought of we are one, the less and less you'll be able to cause any harm to any others on our planet. When you see from the perspective of we are one, you cannot harm another without harming yourself. You'll start to show love to every plant, animal, and insects even. You'll see so much beauty in every being in existence. We have such a beautiful environment on this planet, so much potential to live in harmony and joy. Living from a place of oneness creates a space for this for you within your own life. The harder you work to keep this perspective, the more of an impact you will have on the community of Earth as a whole. I have seen so many times in my life where someone has reached out and asked for love and support, and received it only in the form of love, and in some cases, love from all around the world. And with just this love, I've witnessed miraculous healings. Teens who were refusing to go to school agreed to return. Friends who were suffering from anxiety felt relief. I personally experienced it when I was suffering through a pregnancy with an unbearable amount of pain, and I asked my friends for love, and I felt it, each one of them, connecting through the oneness to ease my suffering. I felt warm and loved and calmer. And as I write this, taking a little Facebook break, one of the first things on my feed is this. The bonds that connect us all are ones of loving spirituality, of brilliant energy, of particle and wave, not blood and bone. We must love one another and not be afraid. Brian Weiss, of course. I think this is a perfect place to end. Just love all, harm none. And today, tomorrow, next week, sometime, find a way to show someone a little extra love.